When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The pandemic has been hard on all our kids. New studies show more than one in three children who started school in the pandemic now need intensive reading help. That's right. Millions of kids in kindergarten through third grade in the United States cannot read at grade level. Here's the good news. Your child can be reading in just 30 days, guaranteed, with Hooked on Phonics. Even if your child has been struggling, Hooked on Phonics will teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. And right now, you can get started for just $1. Text the word GRADE to 323232 right now. Hooked on Phonics is highly effective and incredibly fun, and everything can be done right from home and in less than 20 minutes a day. For more than 30 years, Hooked on Phonics has been the proven learn-to-read program that kids love to use. Text GRADE to 323232 and teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. Text GRADE to 323232 right now and get started for just $1. Text GRADE to 323232 now. Text GRADE to 323232.
What's up, y'all? This your boy David with Blackwell Renaissance, and I'm here today to tell you guys about Anchor. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it's the best place to make a podcast. Anchor is a free app that has creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast straight from your phone. Anchor also distributes your podcast across all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. You can also make money on your podcast with Anchor, with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So if you're looking to get started on your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm.
There's no purpose in teaching anybody who don't really want to learn, who really don't want to get to it. Everybody want to play entrepreneur. They don't want the sacrifice that come with this shit.
Truly. Late nights, early mornings.
You're going to lose friends, lose girlfriends, family going to call you crazy, not going to believe in you, then you make it, and then everybody going to be like, I'm proud of you, let me get some money.
What I've realized that wealthy people understand, and people in general, is the small concepts that you can apply to get wealthy. You don't got to be super smart and got to know all the intricacies of real estate or taxes or e-commerce or whatever, trucking, whatever
it is.
It's
good if you want to be rich in that business, but you don't need to know that.
You don't need to know everything. You just need to know small, basic concepts. Mm-hmm. And one of the smallest basic concepts that anybody can understand is get money by income. Get money, buy more money.
I woke up feeling wealthy today. My bank account might not agree, but hey, that shit on the way. Me and my niggas laying brick on top of brick till we straight. If you the type that play the victim, you can't come in my space. You know this game ain't for the weak, it's hard to carry this weight. I keep my balance through the ups and downs, I'm never gonna break. You feel the purpose in my spirit when you look in my face. Cause this ain't a second I can waste, I'm putting food on plate.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast. Your boy, David Bellard, one-fourth of the Black Wealth Renaissance. Checking in with my co-host for the episode, Jalen. How you feeling, my brother?
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Jalen, man. Another quarter of the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast. Feeling good, feeling great, feeling blacktastic. Y'all already know how it is, man. I'm great, brother. Energy is amazing. I'm glad to be in studio with one of our previous guests, my brother, man. There's... Y'all see this nigga fresh, man. That's all I gotta say.
That's not the question.
Hey, man.
That's not the question off the rip. Like you said, man, I'm feeling blacktastic too. I like that word, man.
Blacktastic, like, man. That shit hard, nigga.
Right. But yes, indeed, y'all. Like Jalen was just saying, we have another great episode planned for you all. This is a previous guest. If you a long time listener, you heard this episode way back in the beginning. I think it was episode 17.
27,
man. Episode 27, one of our first guests, one of our first in-person podcast. This brother is absolutely killing it in the game. Yeah, it's been a while, huh? Absolutely killing the game. Serial entrepreneur, speaker, business coach, world traveler. and just all around dope person, our brother Ron Santo. Cole Santo, how you living, my brother?
Man, I'm chilling, man. It's your boy Santo. Y'all know what I'm here for. I'm here to motivate, educate, and elevate. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
Yes, indeed.
I love it. I love it.
Santo, bro, we want to say thank you so much for pulling up. Know it's a busy day, long day for you. You said you've been up since 3 a.m. getting it.
Yes, sir.
You made your way out here, took your time out to come to Arlington to educate, elevate, and inspire. So we thankful and want to say appreciate you.
Yes, man, sir. It's a blessing, man. I appreciate y'all, man, for letting me back on the platform. I guess I didn't mess up too much the first time. You know what I mean?
Ah, shit, you was dropping gems the first time.
It was going hard, bro.
And I appreciate it.
And really just to get into it, like just to recap anybody who's new, who hasn't listened to the old episode, can you just give us a brief introduction of who you are and how'd you find your way into the entrepreneur lane?
Again, man, like I said, my name is Santo. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I've been an entrepreneur of various things my whole life. I was selling burnt CDs. Remember, you used to burn CDs? Mm-hmm. I was doing that in junior high school and amongst some other things I was selling, I've always had that entrepreneur spirit, you know what I'm saying, wanting to do my own thing, you know, steer my own ship, and, you know, just kind of going through different trials and tribulations in life, and then from there, it was just like, I got to be able to do whatever I want to do, you know what I'm saying, so then I just kind of jumped into the entrepreneur game, started my cleaning company, built that up, as like I told y'all last time, to 6 figures in like 14 months. And then from there, you know, I just kind of start building different avenues to start having them different streams of income. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can make money, but like y'all said the other day, like it's got to figure out ways to keep it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why I start putting it in different places, and it just opened different doors for me.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, that's hard,
and just to speak on some of those other ventures that you have gotten into, because I don't want to just glaze over like this. The cleaning company was the first introduction to you. The first episode, we went all in there. We gave a breakdown of how you start and everything. Right. But now, you do trucking.
Yes, sir.
You do business coaching.
Yes, sir.
You real estate investor.
Yes, sir.
What else you got?
I got my private investment group that I run. So I run an ecosystem of, you know, investors, young entrepreneurs, all that stuff. That's pretty much it. You covered it, like the real estate, the trucking. I'm going really hard on my business coaching right now, trying to give back and help other people because I was doing everything by myself. So, you know, I'm trying to help people with knowledge and help them kind of skip over some of the issues that I had in entrepreneurship. So
That's hard, bro.
So everybody hears about building 7 streams of income, multiple streams of income.
Yes,
that's the wave. You built that first one first, right?
Yes, sir.
You built out the cleaning business and did that. So what was the next one for you? What was the next stream of income that you planned on building?
It was never planned. I mean, I planned on doing some stuff, but I never really knew what. The only thing I knew that I wanted to do was to, you know, find my way into real estate because, you know, that's how wealth is held, built, you know what I mean, exponentially as well. So really, I believe it was the trucking, honestly, as far as like an actual real built out business, LLC purchased, all of that stuff. So after the cleaning, it was the trucking. I was doing some dispatching and whatnot. And because I had already had a successful company, I was able to jump right in after 5 or 6 months and then purchase trucks. And then from there, I kind of, you know, flipped the game. And so instead of me focused on buying the trucks, I was able to get other people that didn't care about trucking, but they wanted passive income too. So we had the same mindset. And then I was able to get them to help purchase other trucks and then run them through my company. And then we all make money.
That's dope.
That's smart as hell. And I don't want to glance over the fact that you said, you know, I had my other company already, so that made it easier for me to jump into this other lane. Because we see a lot of people, they hear, I need seven streams of income, and they instantly think I need
diversify. Seven different hustles.
Yeah, but that's not the fact. Like, that's not the case. A lot of times, you need to focus on one thing first.
Right.
Make sure that it's really running, systematized, and automated before you put your focus on something else.
Right. It'll crash when your focus not on it. So.
And I'm glad that you brought that up. I just didn't want to glance over that because a lot of times you'll hear people, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, I'm doing it. And I'm just like, damn, bro, like, how you got all this time to do this shit?
And a lot of people, I mean, again, going back to some of the same stuff I was telling you guys the first time, it's like when I'm building my companies, I'm not focused on me and like how much can I hold, how mm-hmm. much revenue can I hold. And then so when you so focused on yourself, it's hard to build systems. It's hard to want to empower other people because mm-hmm. you letting the money have the power over the whole situation. So now you like, how much can I hold versus let me take some away from myself, be able to build a system by empowering other people and letting them be financially enabled. You know what I mean? So
it's hard.
That's where I feel like a lot of people get stuck when they feel like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but you haven't given any power to anybody else to kind of keep the same flow going, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
So, I want to get into your trucking journey, bro. Because I think last time we had lunch, you were telling us something like about how it started and all that.
Yeah, I wanted to get into it.
I want to get into it. So let's go into the purchase of your first vehicle and like what is that whole process like?
So for me, man, I do research. You know what I'm saying? Like even with some of the other stuff that I do, I actually spend my time like researching, getting knowledge and getting information. So for me, I actually got my truck on a repo. So I guess it was a owner operator, you know, that's a driver who drives and owns his truck mm-hmm. for people who don't know. And I guess he ended up messing up on his payments and whatnot. And I ended up getting with a lady and it was probably worth about $25,000-$30,000 or whatever like that. And I got it for less than $15,000. And that was how I got my first truck. And again, this was like on a humbug of just like researching, calling people, and figuring out different things.
Sup, family? Hope you've been enjoying the show. I have a serious question for all my entrepreneurs real quick. Is your business moving forward or is it stagnant? Don't you want to know how to get more clients, how to build better infrastructure, how to dominate in your industry? Well, you need to be at the 10th annual Run Business Conference in Dallas, Texas on July 16th. Run Business Conference will have experts teaching on trucking and logistics, government contracts, real estate, finance, credit, business automation, and so much more. Man, look, fam, y'all got to get ready to run. Get ready to run your life, run your business, and run up this bag. You're only one contract away from changing the trajectory of your business. Link is in the description to get tickets. Let's run it. Run Conference 2022.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
So what even drew you to the trucking industry, though? What made you say, I want to go from cleaning and flip into trucking? Like, what was that thought process?
Well, so essentially, it was because I had built my cleaning system out, my cleaning company out to where I did have time. I had time freedom, you know. I actually tapped into you guys' show. Shout out to my sis, the trucking guru, Kiara. I seen her and some of her people giving testimonies on you guys' show. I tapped into her. She happened to actually be in Dallas in the city. And I pulled up on her and we talked and I bought her course. And then again, like I said, I was, you know, doing the dispatching thing for a while. And then I just was like, you know what? If I'm going to be in. So I just went there and then just hopped into buying trucks, bro. And then from there, I just start, again, doing the same thing I always do, putting systems in, putting other people in place so they can make money, but it can also help build, you know, the company quickly.
I think that's really smart, and I think one of the biggest things, too, first, you was like, you know, I got to go meet her. I'm going to pull up on her. But after you pulled up on her and you established that relationship, you still purchased the course. Mm.
Right, of course.
A lot of times, people think that, once I'm tapped in, you're going to hook me up. You got to pay for this shit.
They got to babysit you the whole time if you do it like that. You know what I mean? What can you really bring back to the table for them? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What do you know? The whole time they're going to be feeding you, you know what I'm saying? You can't feed yourself. The point of her making a course or somebody making a course is to teach you how to fish. You know what I mean? But if they sitting there having to feed, excuse me, spoon feed you the whole time, then like what value are you bringing to the table? You know what I mean? So I really just think a lot of people like to just, you know, feed off other people.
They want the result without the work. I think that's a common thing. And with your trucking journey, I think it's interesting because you don't have a CDL, correct?
Correct.
No CDL, right? But your goal was to come in. Your goal is to come in and be a passive owner in this business.
Right.
So, all right, you got your first vehicle. You paid $15,000 for it. What's the process look like to get a driver in that truck? Because I know, like, in the trucking industry, that's one of the biggest hurdles I hear about people having, like, having a good, consistent driver.
Yeah, so lately, that's been the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the driver situation. Now, honestly, when I first was looking for a driver back in August of 2020, I believe it was, when I was looking for drivers, it wasn't as crazy as it is now. You know what I'm saying? Indeed, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes Craigslist, word of mouth, you can go to a truck stop. But now it seems like it's just crazy to get a driver. Yeah. I don't know if they just off the
niggas
the
is on unemployment,
right,
man.
Yeah, nobody want to work right,
you know,
now, man.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of money out there. You know, I know that from different businesses and how it's flowing in. I'm like, oh, y'all got some money out here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, and it's crazy. Like, people trying to charge you $3,000 per driver, and bro, they getting outrageous with it, bro. Like, it's getting real crazy right
so
now.
So when you say $3,000 per driver, that's just a load. Like,
No.
That's people, just a fine you a driver.
Yeah. So they fine you a driver,
headhunter type shit.
$3,000, and then they say if he don't last for 30 days, I'll replace him. Something like that. But still, $3,000, that's a lot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If I don't have started. No dedicated lanes where I'm making, you know what I'm saying, $5,000-$6,000 a week, you know what I mean? When I hire him for $3,000,
I gotta
pay him, you know what I'm saying, for even if he only worked for those 30 days, I gotta pay him. And by the time I pay him $3,000, if you ain't got the right loads, then you ain't made your money back. And you possibly get, you know what I'm saying, another driver in 30 days if he don't work out. Depending on who that person is too, you know what I mean? Trucking is a cutthroat game.
Yeah.
That one thing I have learned, trucking is cutthroat. People will run your trucks and you wouldn't even know it. You know what I mean?
What you mean they'll run your trucks and you don't, like, they'll take your shit and go run loads without your knowledge?
Bro, like I said, I've been in plenty of situations here lately, and yes, if you're an owner, you can't drive a truck. You might have your truck at the yard, so you're doing some business with somebody else, and he might have somebody else that drove your truck, and he tell you he's still looking for a driver.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Hey, man, somebody got to get fought, man. Hey, man, we got to pull like that. Look, pull up on me. I got to pull up on
man,
you, dog.
For real, bro, it's a cold game. Trucking is a cutthroat game, bro. You got to be cut out for it, and you definitely got to have some cash away. You know what I'm saying? Put away, because you can buy a $30,000 truck, lower miles. You think it's the shit. You know what I mean? And 2 weeks later, something to be, you know, $8,000 that you got to fix, and you just spend all your money on the truck or all the, you know what I'm saying, the loan money you got on the truck. So you got to have some reserves in trucking, man. I don't care. You think, I can afford the truck to buy it. And then a lot of people want to get in right now because they can afford the truck too. No loads. Like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? You can't make the truck make money without loads.
And I'm glad you're bringing up the loads, because that was the next place I wanted to kind of go into, because you were working dispatching first, mm-hmm. and that's the people securing loads and everything. So I kind of want to talk about what does that look like, you know, to be on the load board, and what does a good load look like versus a bad load?
Well, so a good little key is DAT load boards. I mean, DAT loads. Trends, they'll show you like the rates, the mm-hmm. current rates in different sectors. You know what I mean? Being on the low board is something that we was taught not to do. Again, shout out to the trucking guru. We try to do direct. You know what I'm saying?
So
we
actually, business with people.
We try to call shippers directly or whatever like mm-hmm. that. But sometimes if you need a backhaul or whatever like that, you can get on the low board. Remember, it's very competitive, so everybody is on there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So unless you catch them at the right time, or you getting on there at 5 o'clock in the morning, you the first one to holler at them, you know what I mean? You don't really get your way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or unless, like I said, they desperate.
That's why you started waking up at 3?
No, bro.
Okay,
listen.
Okay. I'll just try
you know,
to see.
Bro. You know, I be tapping into the dead people. You know what I'm saying? Nikola Tesla, Napoleon Hill, and you know that's what they talk about. You know that morning routine: wake up early, meditate, exercise, visualize. You know what I'm saying? Do some journal writing. So that morning miracle. I like
that's
that.
That's hard. That's hard.
So. Man, damn, I had a question. It slipped my mind.
If it slipped your mind, I got another. Okay. So look, I'm here.
He wrote all his questions down. See? Preparation.
That's because I've been up at 5, nigga. Right. Like, but nah.
At the dome.
But nah, I wanted to talk about like going direct.
Actually what I wanted to talk about.
See, I'm in your head.
You got me. That's my brother, man. But no, okay. So when it comes to dealing with these businesses and going direct, right? It made me think about something our brother Hamza said. Yeah, you can go on these low boards, these bid boards, and bid, but it's so much better if you can go direct to these people. So how do you get directly to these people? Are you going like to the company website? Are you looking
all of it?
Yeah,
yeah, all of it. Like, you can look around every day and you never go. Shout out to my dude James. He said this the other day. He was like, people don't go into the back of the building. You know what I mean? You go to Walmart, you see the trucks, they go into the back of the building. Go to the back of the building. Go talk to these people. You know what I'm saying? Same thing when you get on websites. You looking for the head dispatchers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So any building, any place, anywhere things ship, there's a group of people that has to coordinate the shipment.
The logistics team.
So yeah, some people have lists, all these other things. Like, there are lists, you know what I'm saying? Kiara should pay me. You can go, and if you get in Kiara's course, you know what I'm saying, she have a list, you know what I'm saying, that you use to make it easier or whatever like that. So you know, get them shipper lists.
Hey, Kiara need to run you that affiliate link.
Man, you hear me? Give me a link. Give me a link, sis. If you listen, I got you.
We need that.
For sure. So real quick, want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Aspire Water. Aspire Water, black owned water out here, locally built in the DFW. 9.5 pH or higher, alkaline, ionized, refreshing water. Great taste. Y'all get that. Link in the show notes. Use the code BWR10 for 10% off of your first order.
You got your affiliate link, I see.
Oh yes sir. Y'all want to support the show? This is a way you could do it. Buy black owned and support at the same time.
Man, and it's finna go away.
Group economics. Water.
Hey.
Group. Hey, that was a whole other conversation we was having before.
Water's finna be scarce. Buy water.
Hey,
y'all listen to that, man.
Buy water stocks.
Listen to that, man. It's a whole thing. Just real quick, I think it's like 98% of the water on the world surface is considered unusable. Only 2% of the water on the Earth's surface is fresh water, and our population is growing rapidly. So yeah, like Santo is saying, there's a freshwater crisis. Y'all see what been happening in Flint. This shit been going on in Flint for like 3 years, by the way.
No, bro, that's a little town in Texas. I heard it was going on too.
Has it been more than 3 years in Flint?
I feel like it's been more than 3 years, bro.
And this is America.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And I think about a third world country. Listen to that man. That man's smart.
This is America.
So, Santo, all right. Now I kind of want to go into the next thing with you, the business culture, right? Because one of the things that obviously is a gift of yours is you have a gift for growing and scaling businesses. So what led you to want to start coaching other entrepreneurs?
So the coaching thing, it was already kind of happening, of course. You know, once I started being an entrepreneur, I started running a business, I started having a successful business. Then, of course, how do you do this? And how do you do that? And can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? So I was already doing it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so then it kind of started getting in line with, you know, my life changing as well. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I was kind of doing stuff for money and this and that. But then, you know, once you kind of get a little bit of money to play with, now you start doing stuff that fulfills you. You know what I mean? And helping people is something I've always aspired to do. And it's something I'm more passionate about anyway. Mm-hmm. Right. So now that I have this experience and this catalog and all these other things that I've endured during my entrepreneurship, it was like, okay, well, I might as well go this route as well. So the business coaching thing is something that I officially made a business this year. I've, you know, paid and built all this stuff out. You know what I mean? So now I was like, okay, you know what? It's time to just take this thing to the next level. And I built this company and man, hey, I've been getting a great response so far. You know, I'm just, man, I'm just lucky to be in this position. That's how I feel. That's to dope. Help other people. I'm lucky to help other people. You know what I mean?
That's dope, man. That's dope. Business coaching is super important, I feel like, because especially in our community, we don't have, like, a strong network of people always that are entrepreneurs who can get us over those hurdles, who can get us out of that mindset. Because I know, like, whenever we first started and, like, just in our community in general, we have that really bad, that the thing that stops everyone from scaling, that wanting to be in control of everything. They want to make all the money. They want to be in control. They want to be the person. So, like, how do you help entrepreneurs get past that, especially ones from our community?
I mean, for one, you got to stop having that crab in the bucket mentality. And then even when you start making money in business, that money is not yours. You know what I mean? You need to be continuously investing back into the business for the, you know what I mean, for the business to grow. You still have to feed it. It's like a plant. You got to water it. You got to give it sun. You got to add some minerals. You got to do this. You got to do that. I believe I put that on my Instagram the other day. Like, people get money in their business and they think it's theirs. You know, now they can go buy this. Now they can do that. When you still have to keep feeding that business, you still have to keep watering that plant. So that's the mentality I give them immediately. It's like, bro, you got to invest back into the business as well as you investing into yourself and your personal growth. And then, of course, it's like, bro, you got to put a system in place. Mm-hmm. You cannot do everything. You know what I mean? You're not a great accountant. You know what I mean? You are good at whatever you're doing, selling books or whatever your business is. That's what you're good at. You know what I mean? All these other things, taxes and sales, marketing, advertisement. It's 100 things to a business. You're not great at everything. And then you don't even have time to do everything. So I try to instill to them, like, empower other people. Like, that's how you grow fast. Empower other people.
And with, you know, you talking about putting back into the business and everything. So do you believe in taking profits, at least for yourself, paying yourself, just at least for the work that you're doing and everything like that?
Well, most definitely you got to pay yourself, you know what I mean?
But you shouldn't do it to a point where you're hurting the business.
Right, and you shouldn't neglect the business. That's what people do. Mm-hmm. They think the revenue that's coming into the business, if they don't have to pay employees, pay for supplies, pay for equipment, then they think, okay, then it's mine. You know what I mean? They don't think about advertisement. They don't think about the long game. What if you need to be setting your business up properly to sell it? You know, because that's also a part of entrepreneurship, like setting my business up to sell it, because maybe you don't want to keep it long term. And more than likely, your kids don't want it anyway. So you should definitely have your business set up and structured properly to where you can make a proper exit strategy. So there's a lot of things that you can invest back into the business in. People just, they don't think that far ahead. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, which I'm not knocking that. It's get the education, get some knowledge. Continuously investing in yourself is how you grow a business and how you grow your income. Because once you start making $1 million, there's a lot of things that you don't know about making $5 million. You know what I'm saying? $100,000, how do you make $1 million? There's this big gap of things that you don't know.
That was hard. And the reason why I asked that, because with us, when we first started, we were all money in. We was like living like Nip, bro. Like, we was not paying ourselves shit. We was working our ass off. Yeah, I see what you're saying now.
Go ahead.
Like, we was working our ass off, bro. Like, we're not 18-hour days type shit, but we were reinvesting into the business.
Right.
We're making sure, you know, we getting our website set up. We getting this set up. We purchasing equipment. We're hiring people. But the reason why I exit, because sometimes we do get caught up in, like, you know what, I'm not going to take no profits. But it got to a point where it's like, nigga, why am I doing all this work?
Right.
And I'm not being rewarded.
Right. No, you definitely, I mean, but you did the right thing first. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You put it in first. People think the income that they make immediately is, like, partially theirs. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. But you guys did it the right way. Like, I know some people like Grant Cardone, they think, like, until your business is making, like, $400,000, like, you don't pay yourself nothing. Like, you work your job and your business. You know what I mean? So, it's some people that's hardcore, and like I said, you guys did it the right way. You got to build it out, man. Mm-hmm. You got to, that's the only way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way. You got to stop playing small. A lot of people want to continue to play small, do this and do that, and think they're growing. No, you got to keep investing into that business until it blows up.
So I want to get on the piece of systems, because when you were talking about systems, it definitely was something I wanted to get on. Whenever you're creating a system within a business, right, you said the goal of it is to empower others. So what does that look like, creating a system to replace yourself within a business?
Man, build your business from the ground up. Be the employee first, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Then replace yourself in that job. You know, be the janitor first, whatever. Then replace yourself in that job. Then be the manager. Replace yourself in that position. You know what I'm saying? Be your own assistant. Then replace yourself in that position. So as you grow, then you become the CEO. You know what I mean? You keep replacing yourself in all these positions. Everybody has something they need to do. We have a philosophy within this company. I need everybody to know and learn this philosophy. And we got to be on one accord. Here's our goals for this week, this day, this month, or whatever. And that's how we building out this company. I mean, it's pretty simple. People just don't want to do it. And they don't know how to manage people. That's another problem. Mm-hmm. People don't know how to manage people. Like, read some books about management. 1 Minute Manager is a great book to read. You can't manage everybody the same way. A lot of people think, I'm going to just be me. And that's where the conflict's caused. You need to be this way with another person, that way with another person. And that's how you build up a business with system and people. And even with your clientele, you gotta, you know, be different people with somebody.
I'm glad you bring that up, because you gotta be personal with people. That's really what it is. You got some people who are introverts, extroverts. They're visionary learners. They're auditory learners. Sometimes you gotta actually hold their hand. Yo, this is how you break this shit down.
Right.
So you gotta have all of those systems in place to where, okay, we actually got a written out manual so you can read it.
Yep.
We got a video where you can watch it.
Right.
And then
people learn different.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we got these little assignments that you could actually take a thing and actually learn how to go through it.
Right.
So I'm so glad that you brought that up, because a lot of times we do put people in a one size fits all type of bucket.
And then some people they like the boss where you'll never see them, you'll never talk to them until it's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, you don't hear from them until you did something, and then they fly in and
they just getting in your ass.
And then they gone. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. It's like, bro, I don't see you until I mess up. Where's the congratulations? Where's the pat on the ass every now and then? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Constructive criticism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Constructive criticism. Like, people got to understand how to be a manager. Like, you went from on fries at McDonald's, now you got this company, and you ain't never know anything about management your whole life or being in a managerial position. So you have to take it upon yourself to learn something.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
And like you said, that book, I'm going to have to check that one out. Yeah. 1 Minute Manager.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hell yeah.
Check that one out. Add that to the reading list, man.
Yes, sir.
And I kind of want to get back into the business coaching. So is there a specific type of business or a specific type of industry that you focus on, or what's your?
Not necessarily. Of course, anybody could say my niche is the cleaning. I would say that's the easiest.
Because mm-hmm. you have a proven track record.
Yeah, I'm saying that's the and it's easiest for me because that's the business I've been in the longest. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So if you have a cleaning business, 7-figure networking systems, you know what I'm saying, .com, hit it up, and we're going to make 10 figures within 90 days. 5 figures a month, excuse me, like 10,000 or something like that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but anyway, cleaning, of course, is the first niche, but, I mean, so far, it's not really a specific business that we can't build and grow out. I mean, if you're a rapper, I can't really.
I
can't get you signed, you know what I'm saying? I can help you on the business side or something. But, I mean, there's no particular, like, I've helped makeup artists. bro, I've helped people in their trucking business. So, like, there's not really a specific niche.
Okay. And one of the reasons why I asked that, I just wanted to know if there was one type of, like, common underlying problem or mistake that you see most people making whenever they're first starting off.
To me, lately, if it's not somebody that already has a business, it's people who just start businesses, they have no foundation. Mm-hmm. Like, if they have the LLC, they're not protected in any way. They have no type of insurance, no, you know, no proper, you know, paperwork that's going to keep them from getting their head chopped off if they do something wrong.
The internet told me all I need is an LLC, and now I got generational wealth. And
And I'm protected through the LLC.
Nah, no, sir. No, sir. That gives you a minimum protection. You need some type of insurance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because your LLC is not anything that's going to pay somebody if a problem arises. My first year, I made $100,000, and I got sued for $75,000. But I had insurance, so it was covered. They was lying anyway. They settled for like $5,000.
This was with the cleaning company?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got sued, like I said, for $75,000. But, again, I had that insurance. I didn't have to pay nothing extra. I was paying my insurance. You know what I mean? So you got to get some protection, man. It's that paperwork, knowing how to do taxes. It's the boring stuff is what nobody wants to do, and they just want to jump out here on Facebook and say, I got a business. I'm an entrepreneur. That's the problem. Everybody want to be a business owner on social media, but they have no actual foundation of a business. And that's why they say businesses last, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Most businesses, 9 out of 10 businesses fail within the first five years.
And that's why, because it's not a business. It's
a hobby.
It's a hobby, and it look good on the internet.
Come on, man. Preaching, talking like shit, man.
They play businesses out here. They still doing play businesses.
Man, that's correct.
But that's facts, and that goes back to that education piece that you were talking about. Like, a lot of the times, people don't want to really take that time to really research. I ain't going to lie to you. You got to nerd out. You got to nerd out and just dive into these books. You got to go teach yourself.
You
got to
read some boring shit.
The only reason why it's boring is because you're not interested in what you're doing. You're not serious with what you're doing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know the saying, if you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in the book. You know what I'm saying? So when you're really passionate about what you do, when you're passionate about being successful, when you're passionate about wealth and you understand, here it is right here. It's in this book. It's in this knowledge. This is the information. It's right here. It's not a problem. You know what I mean? You can get audio books. You know what I mean? You could turn your car into a school. I don't listen to music early in the morning. I'm listening to audio books. I'm listening to speeches because success leaves clues. So it's all right there for you. You don't take it serious enough. You know what I mean? Again, it's social media. You think it's cool on social media till you find out, bro, I can't be listening to music. I can't go out to the club all the time. I got to read this book. Yeah, that's the way you're going to build your businesses. Nobody's going to do it for you. You gonna pay me, I'm gonna tell you what to do, but I'm not gonna do it for you. Mm. Then you dead. You out of your money. Mm. We don't do no refunds, buddy.
But no, that's real talk. I'm glad you're saying that, because like, that's the part of it that nobody wants to talk about. Right. Nobody can do the work for you.
Right.
You can't take the work, like, and that's something I have to start giving myself credit for recently. Like, I start thinking about, like, bro, think about the work you did. Because nobody did that shit for you.
Yeah, bro, and it's not only the work, bro, nobody's coming to save you. I say that on so many posts. Nobody is coming to save you. It's up to you. And my life changed when I changed that mindset. It's all on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that's going on in my life, good and bad, it's on me. It's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And once I changed to that mindset and had that attitude, that's when everything else changed for the better. Because if I'm laying in the bed and I'm not doing nothing, well, I know nothing's going to happen.
Mm.
Watching Netflix.
You know what I'm saying? The pen not gonna move until I get up and make sure everything is in its proper place. Everything is going, you know what I mean? When the cat's wrong, what they say? When the cat's gone, mouse wrong, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not there paying attention to what's going on, especially your money, you know what I mean? If you got this company and you built this company out, people gonna slack. People gonna, you know what I'm saying, lack. They don't take it serious because it's not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I take this company serious when you paying me a check? I don't want to be here anyway. why would I take it serious? So I got to be able to pay attention to what's going on in my business because I care about it. And if I don't care about it, well, that's why my business is what it is.
Mm. That's facts.
And all that wishing and wanting, just do it.
And I'm glad you brought up, you know, the employee who don't care about it, because earlier, you know, you was like, we got to have something where this is our... You know, this is our mission
statement. Measuring stick.
This is a mission statement,
but it's part of the measuring stick. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, if what you're doing today, is it adding up to what we got going on in our mission statement? Did your action today follow anything that goes on in this mission statement? Right? Was this action that you did today going towards our goals? Mm-hmm. It's a measuring stick. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I can say, okay, you get to hire your ass or to fire your ass face because of what you did.
So... Are you a subscriber to the idea of hiring slow and firing fast?
Man, being in the cleaning business, bro, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, it's...
A high turnover.
It's high turnover. You're dealing with a lot of subs. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting, you know, I don't want to say quality people. The best of the best, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, fair weather people.
Yeah.
That's what you end up getting. So
these are people who are running their own business, but they're not really running it like a business,
so,
right?
So, well, see, to get to what you're saying, in my cleaning company, I don't hire employees. Everybody is a subcontractor.
Uh-huh.
So even if you don't actually have a business, I'm a 1099 you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So there's still those same type of people who don't really care. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to give you the opportunity, again, trying to help you empower yourself. You know what I mean? But again, you still kind of get them same type of people, and that's why things happen the way it do. But look, I fire you just as fast. You know what I'm saying? So, and if I give you opportunity too, so.
Hey man, it be like that. And I think firing is one of the biggest, like, hardest things for an entrepreneur too. Like, sometimes they really get invested in their employees and stuff like that. Be like, damn, I don't want to fire this person. But at the same time, it's your business. Like you said, you got to care about your business the most. You can't let people...
They don't care about your business.
Bro, I keep my kids at the front of my mind anytime I'm doing business, bro. Like, if something ain't going right, it's next person up, bro. Like, this is what we got to do. Now, I'm going to give you chances or whatever. Like, I ain't going to... Oh, the first time you make a mistake, you gone. Nah, that ain't me. You know what I'm saying? I give people opportunity. But, like, when I you can tap into a person and... Bro, how many flat tires can you have in a month, bro? Like, stop playing with me.
Yeah, like...
You out of here. Because you playing with my business, and now I'm getting upset. You know what I mean? So, it's just it's my take on people. Like, I really would tap into you to see where we at. And if I know you bullshitting, then you gone, bro. Period.
Can't be letting people bullshit you in your business. Like you said, I like that.
I take my nobody business cares serious,
you.
Bro.
Yeah, nobody cares as much serious. As you.
Never. And they're never going to.
Because they don't own the shit.
Right.
Man. So, Santo, I want to ask you now, like, you got the business coaching, you got trucking, you real estate investor, all these things. What does it look like to start building out these other streams of income while you still running these businesses, right? Like, starting to invest in real estate and things of that nature.
So, like, the real estate stuff, that's where I'm trying to put my money. You know what I mean? That's where I'm trying to build my wealth. Or so to speak,
outside of the businesses,
you know what I'm saying? Store cash, you know, get around taxes, those type of things. So that's why I'm thinking the real estate. Of course, I got the private investment group ecosystem. I'm trying to bring them because, you know, you might not be financially able to get into real estate per se. You know what I mean? So you can hook up with me and other entrepreneurs, and as a group, we can invest in real estate. You know what I'm saying? But for me personally, like I said, I'm just trying to stay within the boundaries of the game. You know what I'm saying? That's where the top, 10 entrepreneurs, that's where they make their wealth, real estate. So I'm not trying to reinvent no wheel. I'm trying to follow, you know, the footsteps. You know what I mean? That's where they lead the crumbs, right to success. All right, cool. I'm picking them up, and that's where I'm putting my money, is in real estate, stuff like that.
So what's a market that you invest in? You investing in Dallas?
I got a little situation that I'm working on in the Lou by the Block project, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, turn up.
Yeah, so I'm working on that situation with a couple of people. We kind of working out the kinks right now. But so far, yes, Dallas. And Dallas is going stupid right now. If you don't know nothing about real estate, man, Dallas is crazy. Everybody's moving here from L.A. or California.
New York.
Chicago. I can't get anywhere. You know, they buying way over price.
Yes.
Killing the game. So you got to get to the mid-cities. Fort Worth is cool right now, but it's starting to get real hot out there, too. So, yeah, Dallas is kind of tricky right now.
Yeah. But this, I like how you did the investment group, too. I wanted to talk about did the investment group spin off of you, the way you did your trucks, the way you were helping people get into it, or was the investment group what came first?
So with the investment group, it was kind of all these other things that I'm trying to do anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do stocks, right? But I'm not the stock expert. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do the Bitcoin and all that stuff, but I'm not the expert. The real estate, I'm still fairly new because I'm still was building my business. Like now I've been in real estate for a couple of years now, but I'm just saying like I'm not finna go and put this huge amount of money, you know what I'm saying, into one play, right? So there's all these different things that I'm trying to do, right? But I can empower the people by helping them do it as well. And then I can also pull in experts that do all these things as well too. So I'm like, I'm making a whole ecosystem through my private investment group. So I got somebody who's really big in real estate. All right, cool. Let me bring him right here to the table. He's going to find the deal. He's going to check it out, make sure it's good. Then I'm going to go back to my private investment group and say, hey, look, I got this expert. Here's all his credentials. Check him out. Call me. We can get on a call with him, all of us collectively. Y'all trust him? We trust him? That's a go? Good. Collect everybody money. Let's go do this real estate deal, right? So now you get to do something that you're not finna do for at least 3, 4, 5 years or whatever your situation is, or ever, mm-hmm. if you're not part of the real estate group. I mean, the private investment group, because you don't know nothing about real estate. Same thing with the trucking. I got people who don't give a damn about trucking, but they can purchase a truck.
Yeah.
So instead of me, at least right now, worried about buying 10 trucks, right? Let me get you to buy a truck. You keep the title, you the owner, all that stuff, whatever. I run it through my trucking company. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So now you get to cash a check every Friday, and you don't have a truck. You're not worried about mechanics. You're not worried about hiring drivers. You don't even have a trucking company. You know nothing, but you get.
You
a
just
check
own
every
the
Friday.
Asset.
You just own the asset.
Mm. So
that's dope, man. I love that investment group idea because that's definitely like group economics at work in real
that's
time.
That's exactly what it is. Same thing with the stocks. You know what I'm saying? We all, you know, I pay a lot of money for the information that I get about the stock market. So that's why that was another part of why I started the group, because everybody want to know what to invest in, this and that. Well, look, I didn't pay a lot of money, so you're gonna join the group. And then I'm going to give you all the things that we currently invested in. I'm going to give you information, updates on the market, what's coming about this and that. Like the thing about the electric cars, mm-hmm. right? I think the Shade Room posted something about it like September last year. But I had posted about that in July of last year, how Great Britain was going to outlaw gas cars in 2035 or whatever it is. Same thing that California did. I've been talking about this forever. There's all types of stocks that you can invest in and position yourself for that wave coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you can't sell gas cars no more and it's becoming electric and autonomous, you know how many companies is about to be affected from making autonomous cars?
A hell of a lot.
Bro, the city of Chicago made like $250 million off of like tickets and traffic stops and stuff like that, right?
That cripples now, the city.
Look, when the cars is electric, they're not going to legally park. You know what I'm saying? Or if they autonomous, yeah. They're not going to legally park. You know what I'm saying?
They're not going to speed.
They're not going to speed. So now you don't got speeding tickets. 70% of car accidents are human error. But now we got autonomous cars. So look how much that's going to put down insurance, because we don't crash like that no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's going to affect so many different economies. That if you position yourself in the right place, you're going to be a rich person.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. it's about having that long-term vision with it as well when it comes to that. Because, like, that's once again what our people, a lot of people are so short-sighted with it. They're like, man, I'm looking at the stock market. I want to be rich today. I want to make all this money today. You said you were talking about that last July.
$25,000.
But, like, at that time, everything wasn't pumping like that. What, EV stocks went crazy in December?
Yeah, bro, because they was down. They was dead.
Hell yeah.
They went crazy in December.
Even like me, I'm a big person on space. Right. I'm banking on this shit. I'm banking on this shit.
Hey, man,
but
look.
I just saw this, Pat. Was it last week? A week before last. About
Virgin Galactic?
Yeah, Virgin Galactic. They got approved to send customers into space now. Bro, the stock went up.
They doing flying cars, everything.
The stock went up 60% in one day. Bro, I bought the shit when it was $12.
AI is the word said. All of it is the same. The electronic cars, the autonomous cars, it's all AI. AI is where it's going. Like, you can buy robots to flip hamburger patties now. Like, if you investing in AI, like, you got the wave.
Yeah. And people, like, that's a crazy thing. Like, people get so scared of AI and all that. We done talked about this enough times. But, like, it's stupid to me because Jalen always says it. Like, if you're worried about what's happening now, like, oh, damn, AI taking our jobs. But it's creating new jobs. You just got to go learn new shit.
Right.
But people don't want to do that.
Don't wish I had less problems. I wish I had more skills. You know what I'm saying? You're worried about that's the wrong thing. I mean, and really you need to worry about, like, your children and making sure they in the proper position, because you fighting against people for jobs. They fighting against robots. So you need to definitely be getting that information, that knowledge about artificial intelligence, because that's where we're going. It's not getting slower. It's getting faster.
That is a fact. That's wild. But I'm so glad that you took the time and you took what you were doing and you opened up the doors for other people to get in on it, bro. Because a lot of times, sometimes it was just like, you know, I'm going to just do it myself. I'm going to just not even worry about it. But you're giving people the option. And now that's helping you build up your bag, but you're helping them build up their bag.
Empowering others.
Man, look, if you want more, help more. Like, that's easy. And that's not what I'm saying while I'm doing it, but, like, that's the easiest part. Like, you have to be a servant of the people. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of economy in. Like, we have to serve other people to, you know, fulfill whatever goal or whatever mission that you on anyway. You know what I'm saying? You got to get other people. You want to go fast, go by yourself. You want to go far, go with a team.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Like, me and you can do a lot more than I can do by myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So, it's really easy math.
I did want to ask about the group. So, like, what does it look like to be a part of the group, right? Like, I know you said, like, we grow together. We put together, like, $5,000 each or something like that. We buy a property. Y'all buying these things, like, outright? Y'all getting financing as a group?
So, whatever the situation is, but I still keep the name of the game, OPM, Other People Money, and I don't even mean the people money in the group. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, most likely the situation is going to be we collect the down payment. For the property, you know what I'm saying? And then we still get the hard money lender or the other private money to purchase the whole property. We aren't doing any holds or anything like right now. It's more of a fix and flip situation.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, because it's like, if y'all are holding, are they equity holders or are they debt holders?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So we ain't doing no holdings right now. That's, you know, a whole nother different monsters with creating LLCs with 45 people and all that stuff. So, you know, so that's when I'm like, okay, so now the group is growing. We're going to hold some. All right, let me get in somebody, you know what I'm saying, to know what the hell they doing, and he can facilitate, or he or she, excuse me, can facilitate the whole situation, and I can let them be an expert.
Yeah,
you know, I actually had a guy today who's who was trying to talk to me about financial planning, and I was like, well, I already have a financial plan that I work with, but you know what? Go ahead and get into the group. You know what I'm saying? It's a small fee. Get into the group, and you can be that guy in the group. You see what I'm saying? I let everybody be the expert. And then what you were saying about what does it look like to be in a group. So the group is on Discord. Of course, we have our different channels about what it is, trucking, real estate, stocks, or whatever like that. As a person in the group, you had an opportunity to speak up about anything that you want to talk about and get a conversation going. Any investments that you currently think are, you know, or an opportunity, you had an opportunity to talk about it. But if you're somebody new to investing, you're going to see a bunch of investments and a bunch of opportunities coming to you to where you can tap in and have the opportunity to make your money work for you, because your money don't need no days off. It don't need no vacation. It don't need to go to sleep, and it don't talk back.
What's up, everyone? Stacey Ike here from the Human to Human podcast and recovering perfectionist. If you're looking to explore your interpersonal relationships, have a safe space to reflect without shame,
and deep dive into the many layers of being human, then come hang out with me on the Human to Human podcast, where I go deep with your favorite celebrities, tastemakers, and thought leaders. Be sure to check out and subscribe to Human to Human with Stacey Eich. That's the number two, not the word two, brought to you by the Revolt Podcast Network. I'll see you there.
So
I like that. What you got? And I kind of just wanted to talk about even the acceptance in the group, because the mindset is a big part. Are you interviewing some of these people?
So far, it's still me. You got to come through me. I'm the gatekeeper. I'm at the door. And you are correct.
If I can't just give you the money.
No. We not hurting, baby. you can't just give me the money. That's not going to happen. So it's like it's not an interview. I'm not, hey, come with a suit and tie. It's not that type of situation. I just want to know where you at. Like, what are you doing? What are your goals? What is your current mindset? You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to let you bring issues or drama to the group. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason. Right now, like I said, people can do their own deals and stuff in the group. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel comfortable so far with the same with the people who I've let in. Yeah. You know what I mean? They got the same mindset.
So you got like people in the group doing deals together as well.
Yeah, I mean the opportunity is available. Because everybody's not interested in everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? So if say you know you come in with the space stuff and you're like, hey, look, everybody invest into these space stocks. People might not be in it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might be interested in it, and then you guys might get into something together on like some type of investment on the IPO or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So the opportunity is open. It's a collective group, and that's what a lot of people is lacking. It's people over here doing this, it's people over here doing that. But if you come together collective, look how much power that we can have simply by being able to communicate in a safe space.
Creating that place for them to come. And like, once again, it all comes back to empowering the people.
Right.
Empowering them to create opportunities for themselves while also providing them with some opportunities.
Right.
Dope.
Yeah, I had aspired to like make a whole big app or whatever like that. I mean, it might come in the future, but once I seen this being able to be built out as easily as it is, and you know, just build channels and people can talk in different spaces, it was a no-brainer for me to like just open it up, and you know, all the stuff that I had to be able to offer people. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, cool. I'm just do it here. And get in the group, and you can be a part of it. It was real easy. I mean, like I said, process, hit me up. You know, we do a little talk, and if we on the same page, then you in the group.
Hey, so how they reach out to you to get in the group and everything?
You like already that? Know, man. I'm on Instagram, Santo World, SantoWorld. Inbox me. I'm doing all type of stuff through Instagram. So just inbox me on there. You can book a consultation. And then, of course, with the business coaching, it's the 7figurenetworksystem.com. You can go on there. It's a video on there that shows you kind of steps and what I will help to do to build or scale your business with you. All of that stuff is in my Instagram link tree. You know, that's where I'll be at on the ground, bro.
Okay. So for the business coaching, man, I want to see if we can do something special for our people. Can we do something like BWR podcast special promo for anybody that might be interested in business coaching? I know like this ain't no little one off thing, right? We don't want to be like, hey, can we do something for them?
Yeah, I mean, what you thinking?
Like a little special promo.
I'm saying, how long do a promo go?
Just the first month, homie. Just the first month.
Nah. If you get in within the 30 days of this air,
okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or like, I was saying like the code just for the first month of business coaching.
The first month? Well, I mean, it's a set price. Okay, so put it like this.
Yeah, we need to see. How does the business coaching packages look like?
It's one package. It's a 12-week program.
Okay.
It's $3,500. So, let's see, 30 days.
Okay.
So if you hear the podcast, if you get on within 30 days, if you sign up, you get $500 off.
Hey, man.
$500 off.
Hey. That's better than I was hoping to get for you. I was going to say like 10% or something. Hey.
I was going to say $200 off.
Hey, my brother showing love, but like
$500 off.
He's kicking game this whole episode. He has a gift for growing and scaling businesses. If you're looking to do that, y'all definitely can get at my brother Santo. You said the 7-figure networking system?
7-figure network. System, 7-figure network system. com. That's where you get the coaching. That's where you can, you know, watch the video and everything, and then decide to book your call or whatever. I'll hop on the phone with you, and you can get your $500 off.
BWR, I sent you. Let them know.
Yes, sir. And then Santo World, SANTOWORLD on Instagram. That's where I be at. Follow me. I be on Instagram lit, man. I do everything. I get you some good information. We gonna get some laughs. You know, it ain't boring on my page. You know, a lot of people, they just like to teach all day. Ain't no laughter. It ain't fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? You gotta be able to get some of everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I be talking crazy, but still, if you pay attention close, I'm giving you some real game. You know what I mean? So, tap in with me on the gram, bro.
For sure.
I love it. So. What's next for you, my brother?
I'm glad you said that. So my end game, as I think of it right now, is the public speaking stuff. Uh-huh. So the Trucking Millionaires tour. Shout out to everybody on the tour. You know, I do podcasts, I do my videos, I do panels, I've done everything, right? I've never stood up and just talk to people like the whole time, like control the crowd, go with the flow, all of this. And so to do it for the first time in front of 500-600 people, man, I was nervous as hell. I ain't gonna lie. who I'm lying for? I was nervous. I didn't eat lunch. I practiced my speech the whole time on lunch. And then I get up on stage and apparently I killed it, right? And I was expecting a bunch of good jobs. But the funny thing is, the whole time, unanimously, everybody was saying, thank you. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's what I do it for. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help people. So, for me, like, it's building out that speaking situation. You know what I'm saying? Doing the motivational speaking and whatever like that. Again, it's an opportunity to empower people. You know what I'm saying? Give them some knowledge, give them some game, give them some information on a larger scale. And the more that I can do that is the more that I'm fulfilling myself.
I love it, my brother.
You said the motivational part, bro. It's crazy because we didn't even really get deep into your story this time, because like, you have an interesting ass story. Like, you came through a lot to get to this point.
Man, been shot, man, robbed, hidden face with bottles. Man, near-death car accidents, bruh, all types of stuff. So, yeah, you're right. I've had a story. I had a story in business. I've been played out of thousands of dollars in business and entrepreneurship. But, you know, that's how the game go. You know what I'm saying? When you plant seeds, you know, the birds get some. So
I like that. That's
hard. You know what I'm saying? The birds get some, and, you know, some, you know, fall through the cracks, and then some grow.
Some of them away.
Yeah, the wind blows some of them away.
But some of them grow to them big, strong ass.
Some of them grow
trees.
Big and strong. You know what they say in the Bible? You just got to be a consistent sower, man. Keep planting them seeds, man. A lot of people give up. You know what I mean? You cannot give up. You got to keep going, keep persevering. And that goes back to what you were saying about my story in my life. Kept going, kept persevering, bro. I've been facing, you know, years in prison for drug indictment charges, everything. So, like, but for some reason, going through all of that stuff, I still knew that I'd be successful. And I'm not exaggerating it. I'm not making it up on the spot. Mm-hmm. I specifically remember, like, being facing, like, 15 years in prison, being in jail, and, like, this little thought in the back of my head was, like, for one, this ain't gonna happen to me, and I'm gonna still be successful. Like, I don't know what it was, but I've always knew that I was gonna be successful in the darkest of times. I mean, even when I got shot, bro, I'm like, bro, I'm not finna die.
Yeah.
But I got shot in my chest, close range. I got shot in my hand, and I'm on the stretcher going in. And once I got in the hospital, I still could have died. But I'm already thinking about, did these niggas mess up my tattoo? I'm not dying, bro. Like,
like you said, not giving up.
Yeah, it's not happening, bro. Like, you just gotta be, you gotta have that perseverance, man.
I like that. I think I think that's a great note to end on and pivot to. Last section. What's in your world, bro? Like, what's something you either saw on Instagram, Facebook, driving down 360,
the news, whatever,
any type
man.
Of shit?
Man, you know what my Instagram is. It's just a bunch of motivational stuff all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what you surround yourself with. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I see all day is what y'all posting. You know what I'm saying? What the other entrepreneurs, successful people posting. So yeah, my timeline is lit. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, I see everything, man. But you know what I'm big on, bro? Vacationing, experiences. Sir.
You jumped off a cliff lately?
I jumped off a cliff in Cali. I'm trying to do the skydiving thing.
Oh shit!
I'm trying to do the skydiving thing. One, yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna try to do the skydiving thing. Deep sea fishing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, bro. That's one thing I'm gonna do is live. I'm not finna.
More life.
I'm not at more life. I'm not trying to creep into death safely. By no means, brother.
I like that.
So I'm gonna live.
I like that. I appreciate you for coming through, my brother.
Man, I appreciate being here.
Give them the way they can follow you one more time, where they can tap in with you one more time, my brother.
Man, Santo World on Instagram, SantoWorld. And if you're interested in business coaching, 7figurenetworksystem.com. It's your boy Santo, and y'all know what I'm here for. Here to motivate, educate, and elevate.
Let's go.
You know.
Let's get it. Thank you again for coming on, my brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Definitely been another great episode of the podcast.
Yes, sir.
To wrap everything up, we'll hop into a couple house cleaning items. As always, want to say thank you for tuning into the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast. Make sure you leave that 5-star rating and review. It helps us grow the platform. If you found this episode helpful or anything that we shared helpful, make sure you share it with somebody that could benefit from this information. You know somebody that got a business that's struggling? Tell them about Santo Deal. Because look, it's only good for 30 days. I need y'all to act on that, man. I just asked this man live. I ain't asked this nigga nothing about this before this. I need y'all to act on that. Take advantage of that. We trying to bless and empower and educate y'all. So yeah, take advantage of that. Use this information. Make sure you're bettering yourself. If you are wanting to support the show in other ways, go ahead and donate on Anchor. You can donate directly through Anchor. Another great episode. And until next time, this is Black Wealth Renaissance signing out.
Peace.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.